This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Welcome to the Farm Show for Monday. This is John Michael Marty. Lightning Safety Awareness Week is upon us. Lightning claims 32 lives a year on average and causes at least another 200 injuries. That according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Association, or NOAA. Considering lightning can strike from up to 10 miles from the actual storm, safety experts say higher caution should be taken before, during, and after a storm. Lightning's one of the most underrated severe weather conditions and isn't taken seriously enough. That's from Eric Van Asdale, the country financial senior loss control representative. Simple precautions can be taken that could reduce your chances of being affected by a lightning strike. There have been 6 lightning-related fatalities in the U.S. so far this year, in which all of the victims were outdoors. Watch and listen. Storms even 15 miles away can produce lightning under clear skies. A good weather radio or reliable app, and listen for thunder. That can help. When in doubt, take cover in a structure with plumbing and wiring or in a car with a metal top. Center yourself. Even secure locations can still be dangerous when lightning is present. Stay away from doors, windows, and porches, and roll up windows in your vehicle. Unplug. Electronic devices are susceptible to electric surge caused by lightning strikes when plugged in. In addition to creating a major fire hazard, the electrical surge can certainly damage your devices. Use an unplugged cell phone or other battery-operated devices during an electrical storm. And if lightning strikes someone near you, be careful not to approach them while there are still dangers in the surrounding area. Van Asdale advises people to stay aware of the weather and stay indoors during storms. There's no place outside that's safe when thunderstorms are in the area. Time's running out to avoid retaliation by Canada and Mexico in the country of origin labeling disputes, or COOL. The U.S. objected to Canada's request for nearly $2.5 billion in retaliatory tariffs stemming from the recent World Trade Organization ruling on COOL for meat. During a June 17th meeting of the WTO dispute settlement body, the U.S. referred the issue to arbitration, which delays by at least another 60 days Canada and Mexico's ability to seek sanctions for retaliatory trade measures. Statement from Richard Gubert regarding the passage Friday of the Trade Promotion Authority bill. He's extremely pleased that the House passed that and breathes new life into the nation's vital trade agenda and put TPA back on track to enactment. He says, "We appreciate the support of members of our delegation, as well as the work put in this week by House and Senate leaders and the White House to clear a path toward eventual Congressional Trade Promotion Authority approval. We urge Congress to complete its work on TPA and related trade legislation so our negotiators are equipped to bring home the best possible deal for American agriculture, manufacturing, and business in the ongoing Trans-Pacific Partnership trade talks." The Executive Director of Macoupin County USDA Farm Service Agency, John P. Nolan, reminds producers to report prevented planting and failed acres in order to establish or retain FSA program eligibility. Producers must report crop acreage they intended to plant, but due to natural disaster, they were prevented from planting. Prevented planting acreage must be reported no later than 15 calendar days after the final planting date as established by FSA and the Risk Management Agency. If a producer is unable to report the prevented planting acreage within the 15 calendar days following the final planting date, a late filed report can be submitted. Late filed reports will only be accepted if FSA conducts a farm visit to assess the eligible disaster condition that prevented the crop from being planted. A measurement service fee will be charged. contact the Macoupin County FSA office to file a notice of loss for 2015 prevented or failed acreage. The address, of course, is Macoupin County FSA office, 300 Carlinville Plaza in Carlinville, or call 854-2626 if you have any questions. That number again is 854-2626. That's part two of our farm show for this Monday. Have a good Monday, everybody. This is John Michael Marty.